cliffcentral.com.
I think it's definitely the way to start today's show because it's almost the end of the year. And I think every single one of us definitely deserves a standing ovation. That's Babyface. And my current favorite song, like, and dedicated to all women and the standing ovation that he believes every woman should get. How cool is that guy? I'm Phumi Mashego. It's 5 minutes past 10 and it's a Wednesday. So you're tuned into Womandla. At this time of the year, some people like me are irritatingly excited about the end of the year, irritatingly excited about Christmas. Christmas is my favorite holidays. I love everything about Christmas. I love everything about Christmas in South Africa because we get the best of both worlds. It's summer and presents and holidays and food. It's everything that is important and exciting for me. But Christmas and holidays are also that time of the year that can be extremely stressful, because even though you're going on holiday, I work with a lady who keeps saying that her daughter keeps saying, "I'm bored," phones her and says, "Mommy, I'm bored." And I think every mother knows that feeling. It's like from when they're 4 years old, it's like, do something with me. There's nothing to eat. Do something. So it can make the stress incredible. So one of the things that we're talking about today is what can you do with your kids, whether you're in Jersey. And I keep telling, for years now, I've been saying to friends of mine when I'm going nowhere for Christmas or the holidays, when they say, what are you doing this holiday? And I always say, I'm going to Romania. So people never know if I'm saying I'm going to remain here or if I'm going to Romania. It always just sounds so exotic. And then I never explain. I just walk away. Don't explain. So if you're remaining here this Christmas, what can you do with your kids? I am trying to get on the line. Josie Kids, which is one of my favorite websites that has everything and anything to do with what you can do with your kids and every single piece of help that you can look for on the internet in Jersey. But there is also one in Cape Town, I discovered when I was getting ready for the show today. There's also a Cape Town Kids website, capetownkids.co.za. Awesome, awesome website. Everything at your fingertips. What you can do, where you can go, where you can eat, places to shop, everything that's child friendly, everything that you want to do. And if you go on this website, it was so cool for me to see, because Cape Town is like that place. I think it's like a adult or teenager or like young adult fun destination, because every time I'm in Cape Town, I never know what to do with the kids. And this website has tons and tons and tons of stuff that you can do. It's got places where you can go. It's got child-friendly restaurants that you can go to. And have we got our Skype up and running? Yay! We've got Merle from Josie Kids, who's going to chat to us about her sides and what you can do with your kids. And interestingly, when I was chatting with Merle yesterday, getting ready for the show today, how you can keep the blues away. Merle, are you here?
Good. I can hear you, but can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you're a little bit soft, so I'm going to ask you to speak up a little bit louder for us. But I can hear you perfectly.
You can hear me perfectly. I can hear you in the distance. But what I'll just do then, if you'd like me to do, is just tell people what Josie Kids is and what they'll find for the holidays for their children.
Let's start at the beginning. Tell me about Josie Kids and where it came from.
Okay. So Josie Kids is a website that was created to help all those frustrated moms, dads, grannies, grandpas, aunties, uncles, anyone who has to work with children. And I did it because I was a young mother at the time with young children, and I just was actually terrified. I didn't know what to do with my kids in Johannesburg, in the whole Gauteng region. And the more I dug, the more I found, and the result of that was Josie Kids. And it's just a phenomenal website. You'll find anything you want on Josie Kids to do with working with kids or being a parent. So whether it's extramurals, and there are probably about 300 different types of extramurals, day outings, which is fantastic for the holidays. We've also got a very detailed holiday calendar, which I'll get into a little bit later on. But it doesn't matter what you're looking for, whether you're looking for furniture for babies and children, whether you're looking for clothes, clowns, painters,
childcare,
venue, a preschool, an educational school outing. And we have so many venues on the site that we're actually now being used by corporates to organize fantastic team building exercises, because we all, you know, we all like to be children every now and again. And they're just the most amazing activities being advertised on this website, whether it's archery or soccer or paintball or swimming. I mean, the list is incredibly long. Hip hop dancing, modeling, everything is here. Absolutely.
What I loved when I first went on your site was when I saw business services, because I'm a single mom and I'm a business owner. So one of the things that gets in the way of my life is always business services, things like billing, things like cleaning, things like sale and staff and all of that stuff. And when I saw that on Josie Kids, I thought, this is so amazing that you've created a place where, because a lot of mothers, a lot of stay-at-home moms are not just not working, we're also working for ourselves. And in the new economy, I think more and more mothers are taking the leap and working for themselves. So those business services are also just phenomenal. This is that thing. This is that day where I'm working with way, way, way too many variables. But luckily, it is Christmas time, so we do get to do other things like play Christmas carols. On Sunday, I went to Cliffmas Carols. It was trending on Sunday. I'm sure you saw that on the net. And one of my favorite Christmas carols that not a lot of people sing was sung by Idol's runner-up, Terra. And he just blew me away. And he reminded me of this particular one by Mary J. Blige. So I thought I'll share this with you today. While we try and get a better line with Merle, let's go here.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, Merle.
Hello.
Much better, much better. Aren't
Wait,
we glad
we're much better?
Aren't we glad we're all women, so we can very quickly readjust and make a plan when Absolutely. Technology is letting us down?
Absolutely. So flexible are we.
So just before that line absolutely crashed on us, what I was talking about, Merle, is how much I love the fact that on Josie Kids you also have business services, because one of the things that, and every week I have women in here talking about taking the leap, becoming mothers, and then wanting to work for themselves, wanting to start businesses, wanting to be more flexible so they have time with their kids. So a lot more women, and also the economy that we're working in now is just one that allows us all to be our own bosses. So business services.
Absolutely.
Business services, what a stroke of genius.
Well, I mean, the thing about Josie Kids is that it's, you know, we have hundreds of those kinds of businesses on Josie Kids. And it's also, it's a fantastic place. You know, I ended up finding that flexible job where I could raise my children and do my work, and it was all very compatible.
Mm.
And so what Josie Kids is for small businesses and people who want to do like a mom and tot group or a arts and crafts extramural or a dancing class or anything, if you're a mom out there who wants to find a way to earn money while you're raising your children, Josie Kids is a platform for you, because you won't believe how cheap it is to have an advert on the Josie Kids website. It costs you 90 rand a month.
Oh, wow.
And you get a, yeah, it's nothing. It's not even a main course meal these days, just about.
It's just about a McDonald's meal.
Exactly. And I mean, what we do is we give you this platform to use, and we teach you how to use it. We teach you how to use the internet to market yourself and to be successful at 90 rand a month.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's also our target market, are all those hundreds and hundreds of moms who want to do something part-time They don't have to put an ad in a print publication and spend hundreds of rands. They can work with us. We also train you. We have workshops. We do all sorts of things to help you be successful on this incredible platform, this limitless, this internet that is just so remarkable. You know, there are no boundaries. We can have as many businesses as we like, and we'll never run out of space. And it, you know, it helps to meet those niche needs. You know, who would have thought you could find archery classes for kids?
Or that people are out there looking for archery classes for kids.
Or that they're looking for archery classes, exactly. Or, you know, I mean, there is so much, and there's so many different sorts of things with different flavors and different textures. You know, we have sewing for children. And then we had a woman, and I think she's still on the site, who was helping moms to make their own bras. You know, because that's become like the most impossible task in the world, going shopping for a bra.
Oh, Lord.
So there's a sewing woman who runs classes and teaches you how to make your own corsetry. And because we serve as parents and we want moms to be happy and comfortable and nice and, you know, enjoy their lives as parents,
sure,
we provide those services for them as well. But so that just gives you an idea of the sort of niche markets that we service. You know, it doesn't matter what you do. You can try it out. It won't cost you very much. We say to people, come on for 3 months at 90 rand a month. Suss it out. We'll help you. We'll guide you. We'll teach you, which is what we do with everybody. I have the most phenomenal team of women who work with me. We're a group of 8 women.
Merle, I love that. Absolutely, absolutely love that. I went on the site, and I'm always... So a while ago when my child was much smaller, before I actually had school, when I had a lot more time to do stuff with him, I was always looking for stuff on Josie Kids. I was always looking for where to go, what to do, places to eat. Before there was a Papachinos, you guys were up there, and it was incredible the pool that you've brought together. And now I've lost Merle again. I don't know how or what's happened. To give me half a second, I'm going to try and get it back on the line. Today, technology is just messing with me.
I'm back.
Technology is just messing with me today. I just
You're gonna make this work.
I just have absolutely no idea what this is all about, and it would be the day when I have absolutely the bare minimum of songs to play, because I wanted to keep all of this time to chat about all of the things that we can do. So maybe let's talk about that. Things to do with your kids if you're here in Romania.
Okay, so the first thing to say is that Josie Kids has a holiday calendar, and if you go onto our website, there's the word holidays is circled in red. That's what you click on. That's what you click on. It's on every single page of the Josie Kids website, so it doesn't matter where you land. Just look for holidays circled in red, and you will find a calendar that has, over 200 things to do.
Sure.
Okay? Of course, it's slowly reducing as the days go by, but we're also going to have lots to do in January. So it's going to run all the way through until the end of the holidays.
Oh, wow.
What I'm going to tell you about now is stuff that's available right now and that will probably run towards the 20th, 25th of December, just before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But we are also going to be telling people via our free weekly newsletter about what to do on Christmas Day and what to do on New Year's Day and what to do in that period when everyone thinks that everything's closed, when in fact it isn't.
No.
So
and when in fact you actually need the time away from the kids to recuperate.
Exactly. So you want to go to a place, maybe a restaurant where there's a fantastic playground with a childminder, and you can just relax while your kids are being taken care of, which is what we specialize in our restaurant section. That they're only restaurants that've got playgrounds.
Oh.
But let's start with the school holidays and what's available now. I've just selected about 10 to 15 different things because I can tell you it's very hard to choose.
Sure.
But I've chosen a couple of very varied things. So there's a place called Anne van Dyck Cheetah Center, and they are organizing holiday sleepover camps. One of them starts on the 16th and the other starts on the 19th of December, where your child will learn about saving the planet, amongst other things, but also understanding how to interact with cheetahs, tracking, documenting, and casting spoor about insects, about biodiversity, about vegetation. They'll also do crafts. They'll also do stuff with paper, recycled paper, because it's all about the environment.
Oh, wow.
It's a phenomenal program. It's a non-profit organization that works with cheetahs, and they're offering this program. It's about 15 minutes from Hartbeespoort. And if you are interested, as I say, all you have to do with everything I'm telling you about on this show is to go to Josie Kids and click on the circled holidays, and you will find you'll find everything. So just so that if you're interested in the cheetah program and you click on holidays, you'll go to animals, you'll click on Anne van Dyck cheetah program, and it will tell you exactly where it is, what time it is, what age group it's for, and so on and so forth. So
I'm on it right now, and it's actually very easy to navigate as well, which is the other thing. We
fantastic.
Don't want like lots of stressful
fantastic.
Things.
Fantastic. So you can see that there's a phone you can just click on, and it dials it directly either from your cell phone or from your computer.
Wow.
Or you can send an email or go to their website. So there's a lot of information. It's all there. You don't have to go anywhere else. It's all there.
Wow.
Then the next one I want, and then there are a couple more animal programs at Monte Cassino, Laurie Park Zoo, Joburg Zoo, Pretoria Zoo. They all have programs, but I won't go into all of those. Then I wanted to go to the science and technology section, which if you following with me, you just click on science and technology and it'll take you down. Mm-hmm. And there's something called STEM Fun Holiday Program, although it looks like it's actually almost finished, alas. Mm. So I've taken you to the wrong program. It's still on for another 2 days. So it's still on the 15th and 16th. It's designed to introduce and inspire your children to explore the world of science, technology, engineering, and math.
Wow.
Now, don't we need that? And it's done in a fun, fantastic way. It's in Blegowrie. It's for slightly older children, so I would say it's I don't have the ages in front of me, but I think it's not below 5 years old or 6 years old, but it's designed to make all these subjects fun. You know, and often when kids do things in the holidays, they have a whole different take on it. It's a completely different experience.
That's it, because there's no assessments, there's no teachers, there's lots of, you know, because the expectation from them is that they're going to have fun. So they start
yes.
out thinking they're going to have fun, and then guess what?
Yes, yes. And then in this whole science and technology section, there's a whole lot of stuff. Another one just to mention is the Cy Bono Discovery Center, which is actually one of my favorite places in Johannesburg, in Newtown, and they're doing a whole gizmos and gadgets holiday program.
Oh, wow.
That's another one to look out for, and it's a fabulous day outing. It's a wonderful place to take your kids to learn about technology. Absolutely wonderful, and they can be 3 years old or they can be 16 years old. So that's the Cy Bono Discovery Center. Then, you know, there are two types of things you can do with kids in the holidays if you are 100% busy and you're still working full time and you just don't know what the hell to do.
Or you're just very tired.
Or you're just very tired and you don't want to go to, you know, so there are two different types of things. The one is a full day program where you drop your child off at 7 a.m. and pick them up at 6 p.m.
Wow.
And those are called holiday care. So if you go to our calendar, go to holiday care if you need full day care. And there we have over 30 different programs.
Sure.
And a lot of those are preschools that make their venues available for people to use, or they are the preschools themselves using their facilities to run programs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's also an organization called Sherpa Kids,
mm-hmm.
and they have branches in Bedford View, in Joburg North, in Edenvale, and they're also based at schools. You know, so this also helps you feel secure about it.
Mm.
It's happening at a school. It's got lots of facilities. So it's okay to leave your kids there at 7 a.m. and pick them up at 6 p.m. And there's no problem. They're going to be taken care of, and they're going to do a whole lot of very varied and exciting activities. Sherpa Kids are experts at running holiday programs, but so are all the other schools that are advertised on the site.
Mm.
Global Child, Montessori, Kids Era, Jump and Play. They're all established preschools that know how to run programs, and they don't only run those programs for littlies. They're also for older kids. So go and have a look at holiday care if you want that.
And it's always, you know, I think one of the things that most parents find difficult is you've got a variety of ages. You don't just have little kids or grown kids. There's a couple of different age groups, and then to do something with everybody that accommodates
exactly.
everybody, and then the older ones are feeling grumpy because, you know, the younger ones are, and to all be in the house can be very stressful at the same time.
Well, you know,
for the older ones,
there are what are called sleepover holiday camps if you can afford it, and they are absolutely phenomenal. I mean, they do range in price, and so you'd need to compare depending on your budget. But my top sleepover holiday camp is organized by a company called Sugar Bay in Zinkwazi. And it's a beach holiday that's 7 days long.
So, Merle, I just found out about Zinkwazi and Sugar Bay about 4 weeks ago. And felt incredibly betrayed by every mother that said, I've been sending my kids there for years. And I was just like, what? This thing. And I actually did try and get hold of them to bring them on the show today, because I looked at that website and I thought, where has this been all my life? At the beach, they have a bus that comes from Sandton. It is at the beach. It's 7 days long and your kids do all sorts of things. I was just like, what?
It's a phenomenon. It's a professional organization. They know what they're doing, and they're working with teenagers and tweenies and teenies. You know, so from like, I would say 8 or 9 all the way up to 16. And they offer, I don't know, they sometimes offer like 50, 60 archery, swimming. My daughter's actually telling me all the things they offer. She's listening to me because she went to Sugar Bay and she just loved it. And she's going back this year with her school, because a lot of schools organize for their kids to go to Sugar Bay as well. It's a phenomenal camp. But let's not get stuck with Sugar Bay, because there are actually lots of other amazing camps that are not as long, because you may not want to let your child go for so long. But there are, you know, there are also a whole range of fantastic pony camps. Absolutely fantastic. The one I'm going to focus on is in Mildersdrift, and it is called the Nami Rembe Riding School. It's a 3-day camp. It's for anyone. You don't have to have ridden a horse, but you learn about horses. You learn about cleaning horses. You learn about riding horses. You also do other fun things and play games, but it happens at a riding school, and it's for kids that like horses. It is fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And that is one of many riding schools that organize pony camps. And then there's another one called BBK Trails that organizes 5 to 7 day long camps. And there's another nature camp, which is called Bush Trail Holiday Camp. That's very long. It's 8 days, and it's also fantastic. It's not as upmarket as Sugar Bay. I mean, I would call Sugar Bay quite an upmarket camp. And Bush Trail is more about living in the wild, and it's also absolutely fantastic. It's more about sort of learning life skills around not having everything you want whenever you want it. And Sugar Bay is a little bit more about having what you want whenever you want it. So the one is instant gratification, sort of. And the other is a little bit more about, you know, it's a bit more about being more basic, but having a nurturing,
When I was looking at the stuff after I spoke with you yesterday, and I was looking through and familiarizing myself with the site and all the things that are there, it was so fascinating for me to see places that I know when I was growing up, they're still there. Those places like Laurie Park, for instance, they're still there.
And I wondered
what kind of vetting system you have. So on all the people, all the places that you've got on your site have been stress tested, or you've seen them, or you've checked them out, or you get good references. How reliable are all these places, all these things that I can just like drop off my kid at 7 in the morning and come back at 6 and know that he's been well taken care of?
Okay, now this is where everybody listening to the show comes in. What we do is we invite everyone who uses Josie Kids to write reviews Every single listing on Josie Kids has a reviews button, and it gets used extremely regularly. People are constantly, constantly writing reviews. We get good reviews, we get bad reviews. We get every type of review you can imagine.
Because you're dealing with mothers.
Exactly. And that's fantastic. We want you to write. So please, if you ever use Josie Kids for anything, go and write a review. There's a review button at the bottom of every listing. And that is our most important source of quality control. And we get, I can tell you, we get probably one critical review a week. And we process it very carefully. And we engage in a dialogue behind the scenes to make sure that both sides are represented. And it's actually the way we make a difference. Because I'll just give you a very simple example. You know, if someone went to a place and there was no toilet paper in the toilet, or, you know, someone forgot to give them a cup of tea at the restaurant, or they neglected their children, or all these sorts of, those are small things that can be corrected. And so what we do is we confront the owner and we say, this is the review that's been written about your business. What are you going to do about it? And if they respond in an incredibly open and honest and, you know, self-critical way, and they change the issue and they make a difference, they actually do something, then we don't always publish it because we've done it. We fixed the problem. But if, you know, but if someone gets complained about more than once, then, you know, then we either consider removing them from the site or we actually publish the dialogue.
Oh, wow.
So that you, the consumer, can see what's going on. So we do have a couple of things on our site, like Santorama Miniland is on Josie Kids. Okay. And if you go to Santorama Miniland, you will see that there are very critical reviews about Santorama Miniland.
Yeah.
Because it's the most neglected and dilapidated and sad place.
So sad. I actually thought about it. I really thought about Santorama the other day because my son is obsessed with Michael Jackson. And I shot an ad there a couple of years ago. And I remember that huge, like, Michael Jackson statue that used to, that was at Santorama. And I wondered if it's still there. And I thought, maybe we should go to Santorama so he can see the Michael Jackson statue. Then I thought, no, I'm not taking my child to Santorama. It's just too depressing.
I mean, the sad thing is those little models are phenomenal, and they're still phenomenal, but they're decaying, you know, but they are still phenomenal. So, you know, but you just, you know, so on Josie Kids, if you go and look at Santorama Miniland, you will see that if you go there, understanding it's in a state of decay. And there are lots of things like that. You know, we also, a lot of people who come to our site looking for modeling agencies for every age group of child. And we have got modeling agencies on our site. And we've put a disclaimer to say that we want people to be aware that this is how they operate and this is what they do and this is their function. And here they are. And, you know, we've been around for 9 years. So if we've had something on our site for the last 8 or 5 years, we know they are pretty solid. And that is, you know, and most of those places have been. So they're pretty solid, you know. And so through experience, through time, through reviews, through all those things, we make sure that what you're getting is quality.
Fantastic. So, because I mean, I remember all those many years ago, there were few stuff. I remember looking for childcare, looking for things to do on your site. So 9 years, that's a very long time. Congratulations, hey?
Thank you.
I know the feeling of like slogging through it. It's absolutely amazing. But before I let you go, just if I could have 10 more minutes of your time. Yesterday,
absolutely,
when we were chatting, a very interesting thing that you brought up for me, and you know, it's one of the things that every year we hear about, and it's one of the things that everybody pushes to the back of their minds about this time of the year. This time of the year, though it's full of cheer and it's full of fun, it is also very stressful. And for a lot of people, it can also be the time of the year that is the most saddest and depressing time of year. Because there's
if you think of people who are single parents, who maybe don't have their families with them, who didn't manage to go on holiday with their children, who can't maybe afford to go to send their kids away or be taken care of and are really exhausted, who can't get help. I mean, there's so many factors. In fact, you know, the statistics show us that this time of the year is when there is the highest rate of depression and melancholy amongst the population. Mm. You wouldn't think so when you look at the adverts and you look at all the, you know, what's going, all the media around us.
Well, not at all. And it's one of the things about depression and melancholy, you know, is a lot of people hide it and hide it very well.
Yes, no, absolutely. And, you know, so because of this, we asked one of our fantastic writers to write us an article about holiday blues and what people can do to try and counteract the, you know, this very low feeling you get during the holidays. And she gave us a long list, and it's actually on our blog, and I can just run through a couple of the tips she gives people who are feeling very low and who are not quite sure what to do about it. How they can take charge, how they can empower themselves and actually find a way to move out of that space.
Mm.
It's on ZA Parents, which is the name of our blog. So if you go to ZA Parents, you'll see, you might have to scroll down because we've also got a couple of reviews of shows that are on at the moment. But this is called Holiday Blues. And she says, so these are some of her tips. Her name is Mia van Schaar. She's called a transformational coach. She's a phenomenal woman who writes for us very, very often. And she also has a listing on our website. Okay. First and foremost, the most important thing for you to do is to get off the couch.
That sounds counterintuitive.
To move and do some exercise. Just to get up and do something is essential. Second is your diet, that you don't just sort of allow yourself to be consumed by, you know, Willard chips and
McDonald's chips. Chips.
Exactly.
Mashed potato chips.
And make sure you get enough sleep and you take a break. If you are looking after children and you are busy 24/7 during the holidays, make sure you give yourself a breather.
Mm.
Very important. Mm. Breathe, breathe, breathe.
Mm.
There's nothing more important than just pausing, stopping. Even if you're driving in your car and you can just feel yourself hyperventilating because of all the people around you driving like crazy and because the children are making a noise, just breathe.
Mm.
Very, very important.
Mm.
And don't, you know, sometimes it can be hormones. So don't always.
Yeah, this is true.
Don't always think it's about the circumstances only that you find yourself in. It could be women have very strange hormones that behave differently at different times of the month. Be aware of that. Treat yourself to something that you never treat yourself to. A manicure, a facial mask, a little massage. Maybe you can even ask one of your children to rub your back. Just something that is a treat. Just something that is a treat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, brainstorm fun ways. You know, think about the future in a positive way. Try and think about like great things you want to do. Stop listening to the news.
I love that. I love that. Stop listening to the news. I love that. Because, you know, we don't, it's so subconscious. You get in the car, you turn on the radio and you want to hear the news. I don't know when this like took over my body, this adult thing of listening to the news, right? But all the news is so depressing. It's suicide bombers.
Well,
it's
in the
Aleppo.
I'm not suggesting we cut ourselves off from reality, but in the holidays, maybe in the holidays, you know, just have a little break, you know, listen to music that cheers you up, you know, don't listen to sort of Leonard Cohen, rather listen to the Beatles.
But that yeah. I think that was one of my favorites. That was absolutely one of my favorites, that don't listen to the news. Because,
yeah.
You know, it's just, yeah. it's a little thing, but it is a big thing when you just don't start your day by hearing about how many people died on the roads.
Yes, 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 yes. Mm. And, you know, and many other things that, you know, happen to dominate the news at the moment. So you just have a break. Don't not go back to it, but have a break.
Mm.
And then reach out to friends that you know can listen. So that you have someone who, you know, you are the one who's always giving, giving, giving.
Mm.
Maybe there's someone out there that you're always too shy or too scared. Go for a walk. go for a walk in the park. The park is so beautiful at this time of the year, and it's not full. Joburg is just fabulous at this time of the year, actually. It's fantastic.
You can drive anywhere without, like, getting into a rage.
Yes, yes.
You can
yes.
be in a restaurant and not have to listen to people two tables away, like, cackling away. It really is. It is a nice time of the year to be. Even when you're, you know, even when you're down in Cape Town, when there's lots of people and there's lots of stress, just some of these, when I was reading through them, is, you know, just a change of pace. A change of pace.
Yes.
Instead of waking up at 6, wake up at 7. You know,
yes.
just also
yes.
does change the complexion. And one of the things, and I wanted to chat with you about this, because when I was reading, you really got my mind going and sparked a lot of thoughts after speaking with you. Setting expectations. Because I thought, oh, yes. you know, in my mind, I think holidays are supposed to be all of this fun, and you're supposed to do stuff and be out there and busy and all of that stuff. And it might just be that I need to have a conversation with Kanekho about what he wants too. And we can set an expectation
exactly.
together.
Yes,
that says, you know, maybe he doesn't expect that we're going to go out every day. Maybe we just need to have a conversation that says we're just going to, just the two of us, we're going to hang out, we're going to watch TV, we're going to play with each other, which
exactly.
we don't get
maybe
to do.
Maybe play some board games, you know, or some card games.
Yeah, maybe what he wants is to just be with me. And
exactly.
not other people.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. I mean, I think it's about really shifting your focus to positive relaxation, just positive, and try and avoid the negative. Try and just think about, you know, what we've got, what's beautiful about Johannesburg. It's so green, and everything is just so pretty at the moment, and it's quiet and it's calm, and there's a lot to do. You know, there's fabulous movies on, there's a lot on offer. So if you want to go to something, it's there, but you don't have to go to everything.
And it,
you know, and one can even just, yes, sorry.
And my favorite one, it's one of the things that I harp on about at least once a month on the show, around money and budgets, is it's also important to just have a budget. You know, have a budget
yes.
that says, I'm only going to spend this holiday, I'm only going to spend 30 rand a day, or I'm only going
yes.
to spend so much, and then just stick to it. Then you also force yourself to do different things, so that it's not always about spending. It's not always about going to the show, going to the movies, going to the restaurant, going to, you know, so that you force yourself.
I think that is a wonderful thing to do with your children as well, quite honestly, because I think people get, you know, they feel guilty, their kids want to do things, and they just dish out money. I think you should say to your kids, we have a certain budget every week. This is how much we can spend. And you help me figure out what you want to do. And this is what we can spend. It's such a good lesson for your children. It teaches them skills. And it helps you relax a bit about money.
And perspective. Just a perspective of, as we are out here having all of this fun, there are quite a lot of people who don't get to have all
yes.
this fun, who don't get to have presents, who don't get to have a big family meal, who don't get,
yes,
you know, just
absolutely. And, I mean, that brings me to another point, because every time you say something, another whole set of ideas comes into my head. I mean, for those of you who really, we on Josie Kids, we have a charity section which has about 30 to 50 different charities that work with children and babies. And many of them are just hungry for visits, for donations, for volunteers, for anything you can imagine. And we've asked them all to put up wish lists for the Christmas period. So if you, in that space where you'd like your family to give at this time of the year, that's a very good place to go. It's called Charities. It's near the bottom of, it's right at the bottom of the list, so it's very easy to find on our directory. And that's where you will find lots of places in need that can really, that will really appreciate anything you can give them.
As you're cleaning out your cupboards, I saw the spring cleaning.
Exactly.
I saw the spring cleaning on your list of things to keep you, like, not depressed, and I side-eyed that one.
Yes.
Because spring cleaning ain't my idea.
No, that's my idea too. Isn't that funny? I think it's all us women. We all like to spring clean when we have a little bit of time to unclutter our minds, to unclutter our spaces.
So all of those small clothes, small shoes, small everything.
Yes.
put them in a big bag and take them to one of the charities.
Exactly. But wash them first, please. And just clean them first. Because that's actually often what we found was that when people get toy toys and they didn't, they didn't consider whether they were fixed or not fixed or clean or not clean.
No.
So just do, you know, when you want to help an organization or a group of people, they don't really have the time to clean and fix. So only give them things that are clean and in good condition, because it is a bit of a burden for them as well. Then they're stuck with all these broken things they can't do anything with.
Oh, wow. Merle, what a fabulous. So it was, we hit a bit of a wobbly there in the beginning, but it all worked out very well in the end. So thank you.
The good old fashioned telephone.
Just the telephone.
Actually not so old. Yes, just the cell phone, actually, a little bit more modern.
So your website again is www.jozikids.co.za, and that's where everybody can find all these tons of things, and they can put up stuff too, I think, and call and help and be there. And
yes. So, you know, on the site, there's a little icon. It's a telephone icon. You click on that to get all our contact details.
Mm.
So if you've got questions about, if you're a business you'd like to list with us, you can ask us via the contacts. If you are someone who's looking for something you can't find on the holiday calendar, you can do that as well. I mean, we also have on our directory, we have something called Day Trips. And there you will find another enormous resource for things to do. That's not holiday programs, but it's day trips.
Mm.
And we haven't discussed that today, but that's also absolutely there for you to use during the holidays. Just make sure you phone anybody you decide you want to visit to make 100% sure they are open before you go. Because we can't vouch for that.
Yeah.
And we do say that on our calendar that you must always double check because you never know what could have happened.
Yeah.
So make sure. And do not hesitate to ask for help. That's what we're there for. We are going to be there all the way through. There will be someone to answer your emails, to answer your phone calls, to check what's going on the site. All the way through, we don't sleep, we don't rest. We do take turns.
You're just mothers.
We're just mothers.
You're
exactly.
Just mothers.
Exactly.
Merle, absolute, absolute pleasure. This eye-opening experience and discovery. There's definitely lots to do, so there is absolutely no need for me to stress about a little person saying, I'm bored.
Exactly.
Holiday season.
Exactly. And I mean, just one little thing. There's always something that I want to say. There are free library holiday programs.
Hmm.
So that's just something else. And I'm not sure if they're done or not. That's also my problem because it's already the 14th of December. But it's worth having a look at. If you're near a library, check out whether they have a free holiday program.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you so much, Mel. Thank you for your time. And thank you
it's
for all of your
pleasure.
Gorgeous and hard work on the site. I'll definitely...
I love it. It doesn't feel like work to me because I so enjoy doing it. And it's just so fantastic to be part of this parenting community. And that's really what I always wanted Josie Kids to be and what it's become.
And it's definitely a network of mommies and daddies and everybody who is all about making sure that those little people grow up to be viable, and hopefully upstanding members of our society.
Absolutely, absolutely. But most important that we all have fun in the process of parenting them and in the fun of being the children.
Jeez, the fun of being the children.
The fun of being the children.
Thanks for coming on.
Everybody has fun. It's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure. Anytime, and have a most amazing holiday.
Have an amazing holiday and stay safe.
I'll do that. Thank you very much.
That's Merle from Josie Kids. Everything you need to know about what you can do over the holidays with your kids, where to go. If you're not just content with sitting on the couch, if you're looking for things to do, places to go, new experiences to give to your kids, that's where you can go to. There is also a site, very similar site, Cape Town Kids. We couldn't get hold of them. But I think if you're down at the coast, there's definitely lots of stuff to be done there. But at the coast, you know, you can just go to the beach every day. This is Pumi Mashego, and we're
keeping it real. on cliffcentral.com.
This has been one of the funnest shows, definitely, without a doubt. So much fun that I actually forgot to play our ad. And we always have to pay the bills, guys. We have to pay the bills, bills, bills.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Quickly, this time has gone by. Ay, ay, ay. Today the desk is showing me flames. Everything in the technology is just like crazy. I can't believe how much this time has flown. I hope your holiday season does not fly. But one of my staples, before I say goodbye, I'm definitely going to play this one. Because every time around this time of year, this song, my favorite, Luther Vandross, about Christmas.
Cliffcentral.com.